Good morning.
Good morning.
You can open your Bibles to Romans chapter 11. We're going to cover verses 11 through 24 today, and I titled this Grafted In. Previously, we have seen Paul showing us that his brethren, that God had always kept a remnant of his chosen people. And last week, we saw he used Elijah and his experience with Jezebel as an example to show that God still had 7,000 who had not bowed to Baal. Then Paul went on to explain at this time there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So again, he reiterated that we are saved by grace and not by works or in the keeping of the law. Paul then pointing out that the Jews had been given a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear. And that was all prophesied by Isaiah. And this is still, we can see, in effect to this day. So let's read through these verses and then we'll discuss them. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. Now, if their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh, and save some of them. For if their being cast away is the reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them become a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Do not boast against the branches, but if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Therefore consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell. Severity. But toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out by the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, who are natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we again give you thanks for this time of fellowship, this time we can come together freely and just learn more about you through your word, Father. And as we go through what Paul is showing us today, Father, I ask that you open our hearts and to hear it, and that, Father, we be able to apply it in our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for Paul and all of his writings. But we also thank you for the building that we can meet in here, Father, and that you provide for us. I thank you for everything, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. So we've seen Paul, he talked about the stumbling block, the cornerstone, that they stumbled over. They stumbled over their Messiah. They missed him. They didn't recognize Jesus Christ. God putting them in a stupor that their eyes could not see and their ears could not hear. So God's plan, as prophesied by Isaiah in chapter 29, verse 10, where he said, "For the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of a deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, namely the prophets, and he has covered your heads, namely the seers." This, though, is not going to be permanent for the Jewish nation, for Israel. They will be able to see and hear later. But for now, though, the rejection of the Messiah has opened the door for the Gentiles, for us. This now provoking Israel to jealousy by allowing the Gentiles to come to him, as was mentioned by Moses in chapter 10, verse 19, when he said, "But I say, did Israel not know? First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation." So we see two purposes here for Israel stumbling over Christ, refusing to believe in him. And first is Israel's trespass or sin made it possible for salvation to come to the Gentiles. And that sin was the refusal by the nation, overall the nation, to obey the gospel